Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Greeny on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, and on your smart speaker. I am not Greeny. I am Shea Cornett. Jordan Cornett here with me as well, my husband. We're filling in.
I wish I was Greeny.
For Greeny.
I want to be like Greeny when I grow up.
I know, right? I feel very honored to be on this platform for the next 2 hours. Greeny is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests will join us on the Goodyear Hotline. If you want to give us a ring, feel free. The phone number is 888-SAY-ESPN. That is 888-729-3776. So in case you missed all the things that happened last night, on top of NFL preseason kicking off, there was a baseball game that went on, but it wasn't just a typical baseball game. It was the Field of Dream game. And from someone who admittedly has never seen the movie Field of Dreams, and if you're going to hate on me right now, go ahead. I don't care. This was actually really cool. As a non-baseball fan, as a real baseball fan, as someone who's seen the movie, hasn't seen the movie, it didn't really matter. If you have any sort of feelings, you would have liked this. And this is how it ended.
Once I made contact, I knew it was over. I knew it was out. But these are the moments you want to be in. These big games like this, this is when the time to show up. And, we played a great game all the way through. And, we was able to finish it, and we got the win.
Okay, so the White Sox won 9-8. That was Tim Anderson, who you just heard, the shortstop for the Chicago White Sox, who hit a walk-off to close it out, and it was in total cinematic fashion, the way it just flew into the cornfields, and it was really amazing. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And Jay, you and I were watching this last night, and it was awesome. Like, everything from the home runs to the way it ended, to the location, to the way it was set up, the feelings it gave these players and these managers, really well executed by Major League Baseball.
And how many times you get off statements like that? Really well executed by Major League Baseball. They went outside the box, and baseball, guess what? It delivered. This was the kind of moments that they need to encapsulate, look back on, and say, let's build on in the future. Aesthetically, whether you've seen the movie or not, it was captivating to you. Mm-hmm. It also happened to be two teams from major markets that were playing for something. The Chicago White Sox, one of the best teams in baseball. The Yankees, all of a sudden, having won 7 of their last 10 coming into it, are firmly in this wild card race. So you've got two big markets, two teams, chock full of stars on both sides. And you know what? It wasn't a pitcher's duel. It wasn't a slow-moving game. This thing was exciting. 16 of the 17 runs coming via the home run. Go-ahead home runs, multiples in the ninth inning. But the stars were the ones who delivered. I mean, you're talking about the heaviest hitters, the most massive physical specimens in this game, and Stanton and Judge and Eloy, all the Jose Abreu. And then Tim Anderson to finish the game like he did.
Which, by the way, was a two-run homer with one out in the ninth inning, for those of you that didn't see the end of it.
And I love that we played sound from Tim Anderson out of the gate, because to me, this was his announcement that you guys have been overlooking me for so long, despite the fact that I continue to do what I'm doing. If this moment's not going to make you believe that I should be the face of baseball, I don't know what will. And that's no disrespect to Shohei Ohtani. He should maybe share the platform with Tim Anderson, and he's doing stuff that may be more incredible than Tim Anderson. But Ohtani is out there with an Angels team that is playing 500 baseball at this point and most likely will finish below 500 when the season's over. The White Sox have a real chance this year to win the World Series. And baseball, I don't know why, but is trying to bury Tim Anderson as best they can. The All-Star game, he doesn't get in a bat. Can't understand why. The bat flipping before that, he gets suspended by baseball. The guy is so cool, you can't deny him this moment, no matter how long baseball tries to keep Tim Anderson outside of the spotlight. That home run yesterday in that stage, in that special moment, should be enough to say, hey, let's ride the wave of him along with Shohei Ohtani. Mm-hmm. Because this guy has a chance to win the hardware this year. He's already been a batting champ. He's an All-Star. He's playing for one of the greatest teams in a massive market, and he's marketable, just like Shohei is. Give this guy his due light. Let him shine, and I hope this is a jumping-off point, because Tim Anderson, baseball, Yankees and White Sox delivered yesterday.
True. They really did. I mean, over the last 1, 2, 3 seasons, he's hit over 300. I mean, the guy is impressive. Jordan and I both came to ESPN via Chicago, and I covered the White Sox very closely over the last couple of years. And let me tell you something about TA, Tim Anderson, that would be. He don't care if you don't like the bat flips. He doesn't care if you don't like the way he grandstands sometimes. He doesn't care if you don't like his swag. And the White Sox in general, they don't care if you don't like their jerseys unbuttoned and their necklaces and the way they – like, that's what makes them kind of cool. And I loved last night that TA was the guy that hit that walk-off to close it out because, yes, you're right, Jay, he deserves his. And the bat flip just adds, I think, to the allure. And I know there are some people probably listening right now that, you know, are of those that have watched America's Pastime for a really long time. And they aren't really high on the fact of the bat flip and all these other different things, or not having it be such a team sport, more of an individual sport now as it moves away from, like – it's okay to adjust and adapt. It's okay to have a face like TA be the face of an entire sport and be able to do these cool different things that draw in a younger audience. Look, I went on yesterday before this game was aired, and I said, why are we doing Field of Dreams? This came out in 1989. Like, isn't baseball trying to appeal to a younger audience? And let me just say I was proved wrong, because I thought last night was really cool amongst the cornfields. I mean, who's going to go find that ball, by the way, like in the cornfields? Like,
well, I saw they already had Tim Anderson's cleats be given to the Baseball Hall of Fame, because that moment was one that, I mean, look, in recent memory, can you think of a more special regular season baseball game that, with the stage, with all the bells and whistles around it, and with the finish, it couldn't have gone more beautifully? And Shay, you talk about Field of Dreams being boring, I get all that, but the aesthetic was incredible.
Whether you've seen the movie,
whether it's outdated or not, you talk about America's pastime as we know the game to be. Well, it's past time that people see what this sport has become. And Shay, why I say that is, you're talking about guys that look like they could be defensive ends dropping bombs. The appreciation for who these athletes are was incredible, and those were the guys that delivered in those moments. And, yeah, I don't think I was ever seen brothers with gold chains out there dropping bombs with their jerseys buttoned down. It was different. It was cool. It was hip, and we don't ever say that about baseball, and maybe that brings in that other audience.
And that I think is what I was getting at. Like, I think that was really good for the sport, the way they moved it forward. It didn't feel like a reincarnation of what happened in 1989. It felt like a 2021 version of it, and I think that was the coolest part about it. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. And so quickly, Jay, now, when we see the Field of Dream games, this opens up a conversation. And by the way, you can feel free to give us a call for this question. It's 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Where else would you like to see – it doesn't have to be baseball – any sporting event played? Like, maybe there has been something or some place that makes you think, you know, this would actually be cool for that sport or for this fan base or whatever it is. Does anything come to mind?
Can't keep telling me to speak about the Rucka. Matter of fact, I don't want to speak about the Rucka. Fat Joe, that lyric comes right to my mind, because I think of putting the NBA slam right there in the Mecca, and that's not the Garden. That's Rucker Park. Throw the Knicks in there. Throw whoever else. People said the Nets. That's fine. But give me the Knicks in Rucker Park, because that is New York City's team. And give me another big draw. Give me the Lakers. Throw them in there playing. I love to see LeBron and AD and now all those other guys, Russ and Melo, and have the Lakers and Knicks play right there in Rucker Park. I need nothing else. Just give me that.
Okay, so watching this last night, I was thinking to myself, like, I loved the movie Mighty Ducks when I was younger. Like, why can't you play at New Hope Arena, where Mighty Ducks was filmed? Have an NHL team play there. Okay, that's what I said yesterday about yesterday's game, but it ended up being so cool and Kevin Costner walking out in the beginning.
I led with, give me LeBron and the Knicks in Rucker Park, and, you know, what about the Mighty Ducks? And we play some hockey over there. Yeah, I guess that would be great, but that's what you want to go with Survey Says, number one.
Okay, what about where the Sandlot filmed?
Yes.
Having a game where the Sandlot filmed? You can bring everyone back. Now they're, like, grown, and we won't even know who's who anymore. Bring them back. Let's go to the Sandlot.
The Jet, yeah.
Benny the Jet could be there. Maybe he throws out the first pitch.
I think the biggest thing coming off of this is, Shay, I mean, we're lucky enough to fill in here for Greeny for these next few hours. We're leading the show with baseball. And I think that in itself should say what last night achieved.
I agree.
We played football in the National Football League yesterday, and we're leading with baseball. Job well done. Baseball, how are we going to use this to build and generate more momentum? Stay creative, stay outside the box, and watch your sport grow.
Okay, speaking of football, we're going to go there next. By the way, tonight, tune into an NL battle Sunday as the – I'm sorry, not tonight. On Sunday, as the Mets host the Dodgers, presented by Samsung Galaxy. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and 7 p.m. on ESPN. It's Shea and Jordan Cornette filling in for Greeny here on ESPN Radio. Next, we did see some preseason games last night. Our insider is going to fill us in on what we should expect from tonight's games. That's all next here on Greeny.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Greeny, the podcast.
So talking a lot about baseball, but last night there were two preseason games. It was essentially the kickoff of the preseason in the NFL. I know we had the Hall of Fame game a week ago, but nonetheless, football is back, folks. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, and on your smart speakers. All you got to do is tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Shea Cornette, Jordan Cornette filling in for Greeny today. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests will join us on the Goodyear Hotline, which is where we're going to go in just a minute. Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide, and you can get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299 with no contract. All on America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. So we were flipping around last night in our household here in the Cornette house between the Field of Dreams. We were watching a little Mac Jones, Cam Newton action last night.
White Sox did not cover the run line last night, which is disappointing.
Were you listening to me? I was talking about football. I was trying to transition to football.
You said we're switching to both, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You're doing okay after the run line situation?
Yeah, it was tough.
He's so mad. Literally, I heard you yelling when Tim Anderson hit that bomb last night. Like, not enough. It's not enough. Needed one more guy on base. But nonetheless, yes, we were flipping around last night. So the Patriots, they beat the Washington football team. And then we also saw the Eagles and the Steelers go at it last night. So it was a full night of preseason football. And, you know, there's not a ton always to take away from preseason football, but at least you get a good look at some of your rookies. For the Steelers, we got a chance to see, I don't know, who's going to back up Ben Roethlisberger? Is it going to be Dwayne Haskins? Is it going to be Mason Rudolph? Like, these are questions that you try and decipher and rip through during the preseason. And, Jay, I know it doesn't do a ton for you, but for me, it feels like football now is on the precipice. Like, we are right there with it.
Oh, without question. And I think there is – look, you're not going to watch a preseason game, come away with it, and say, okay, I can make my determinations on what the season's going to look like and who these guys are going to be. But I can tell you, watching the Patriots last night, I did get a sense of, you know, Cam Newton looks a little bit more comfortable, albeit in a preseason game. But I saw some of the tools that make me feel like the backing coming from Bill Belichick – what we know about Belichick and his love for veterans is this is Cam Newton's job to lose. Having said that, I watched Mac Jones come out there and look mighty comfortable. Had a nice toss on a deep ball. Defense made a good play, or maybe you could say the wideout didn't make the play. Overthrew one slightly, but he looked like he was comfortable in his first professional game. And hearing the things we are about Mac, I think that race is going to be wildly intriguing. I do think Cam's going to get the nod early on, but I think his margin for error, Shea, is going to be pretty slim this year.
Yeah, I agree with you on that the margin for error is going to be pretty slim. Look, here's what I saw about out of Mac Jones. Accurate throws last night. Now, not a huge sample size, but he was behind the ones in terms of he did play behind a first-team offensive line. You know, like it's not like he was in there with all twos. I think that speaks to what Bill Belichick thinks of this young man. And Cam Newton, did he look the best? No. But, I mean, you have to also remember the defense the Washington football team has ready, locked, loaded, ready to go. So I think that is a tight race. I don't know if it's the closest race during preseason, like you think.
I think that's the closest race. Which one would you say rivals that you're like, okay, like, because I know and when you mentioned Chicago, Andy Dalton, you believe he gets the run. They want to sit Justin Fields, but inevitably Justin Fields is going to play there. I think the same for the race with Jimmy G and Trey Lance out there in San Francisco.
No shot.
But this is the one I think that could have jockeying back and forth, where if Cam plays above average and even plays average, I don't know if that's going to be enough if he plays average football to bring Mac in. I think the health of Cam Newton is the number one question, but his ability to hold serve and hold on to that job is going to be week to week because of how Mac Jones could be elevating and evolving off to the side. Whereas I think the other ones, it's clear, as soon as we can get that young guy in there, we're going to get him in there. I don't think that's the case in New England as opposed to these other situations.
Interesting. Speaking of Chicago, yesterday, all the reports coming out of training camp were that Justin Fields was balling out. I mean, he looked really impressive in the red zone. He was doing everything right. And before you and I dive into exactly what we think about the situation, because we have very differing of opinions in terms of what Chicago, Matt Nagy, and the Bears should do. And by the way, in case you don't know, Shea and Jordan Cornette filling in for Greeny right now here on Greeny. And Jay and I both come to ESPN via Chicago. We both worked for the ESPN station there in Chicago. I covered the Bears very, very closely over the last 3-4 years. So I know this team really, really well, and Jordan obviously has covered them as well. And so I just want to let everyone know that before we give our opinions here. But first, let's hear from the head coach and Matt Nagy on how much Justin Fields might play on Saturday against the Miami Dolphins.
For sure, past the halftime. I mean, unless there's, I hate to say anything's 100%, but the mindset going into it is that he's gonna get a lot of reps. You know, does that take him into the fourth quarter? Maybe. You know, yeah, who knows? We'll see. But the more reps that we can get at him right now, the better. It's only going to help him.
Okay, and he's right. Obviously, the more reps, the better. It's a rookie. I think this is not stating anything that's shocking to anybody. The more reps you can get a rookie, the better. There is a reason a rookie quarterback has never won a Super Bowl. You know, they need to get as many reps in the National Football League as possible. And then if you look at a guy like Andy Dalton, who's 33 years old and has played in the league for a very long time, he doesn't need the reps. He doesn't need the reps the same way Justin Fields does. Before you give your opinion, let's hear from some of his teammates. Let's hear from Allen Robinson on how impressive Justin Fields has been.
He's a guy who has all the talent in the world. You know, when you see him even pull the ball down and run. You know, I was telling some guys that I'm excited to see him get his first game action, to see him on a scramble, make some guys miss, you know, break a long.
Looks like a running back with the ball in his hands.
He has those exciting capabilities, you know, throwing and passing, you know. But, again, I think the biggest thing for him is, you know, for a young guy, he has a tremendous amount of mental capacity when it comes to plays and when it comes to digesting stuff and learning stuff, you know. So that's also been fun to see as well.
Okay, and so yesterday, again, it was a joint practice with the Dolphins and the Bears. And I just want to point out, I said he had a good day at practice. Let me just tell you this. They were doing red zone drills, and Justin Fields had 6 touchdowns, and he ran, he passed, he rolled out. He did a lot of different things. I think that was impressive to everyone that was watching. But nonetheless, Jay, I know you feel more passionately about Justin Fields starting early than I do in Chicago.
I don't worry, Shay, as much about what coaches say in regards to a QB race because they're guarded. They keep things close to the cuff. They're very delicate in the words they use so as not to tip their hand. What I choose to pay attention to are the veteran guys. All-pro Eddie Jackson talking about how great this guy is in Justin Fields, gushing over him. We just heard from their best target, their best player, arguably, in Allen Robinson, gushing over Justin Fields. Jimmy Graham, the elder statesman on the team for the Chicago Bears, gushing over Justin Fields. When that outpouring of love begins to become overwhelming from your figureheads on your team, it becomes undeniable after a certain amount of time that you have to play him because the guys in that locker room getting on the field, putting on the pads, doing battle, believe that Justin Fields gives you your best shot. Now, we haven't quite heard that part. But when Andy Dalton goes out there and plays as I expect Andy Dalton to play because of who he's looked like in recent history, those gushing words of positivity about one guy in Justin Fields become louder. Then a hand gets forced. And then you think about the type of play. What's been lacking the most from the Bears? The inability to activate a run game. Blame it on the offensive line? Absolutely. David Montgomery can be that guy. But when you have a what you need in this era of football and a dynamic talent who can use his feet, who can audible there and make plays with his own talent that differentiates him from Andy Dalton, that is exactly what Matt Nagy wants and needs. So there's going to come a point where, cool, Andy Dalton, cool, Andy Dalton, cool. But when you see what Justin Fields could do out there on that field in these preseason games, knowing all the stuff that comes into it, it's going to be his team, and it's going to be his team early, Shay.
All right, and a few things I want to say there. First of all, in response to him using his legs, yes. I mean, let's not compare Justin Fields' athleticism to Andy Dalton's. I think that's pretty obvious. However, Mitch Trubisky could also use his legs. He could also audible with his legs and extend plays
with his
legs.
That's what kept him in a game. That's the only thing. And that's why Nick Foles was awful. He couldn't do that.
Correct. He was a statue behind that offensive line. However, that didn't result in W's all the time, and it actually resulted in them going into late-game situations where it wasn't enough for him to just use his legs. So that's number one. I don't think that's going to make it or break it. Do I think Justin Fields is going to be a great quarterback in this league? Yes. Do I think he's going to lead the Bears to a lot of victories? Yes. It's not going to happen early, though. They're going to stick with Andy Dalton. I have said this from the very beginning. You are not going to throw a rookie quarterback who, by the way, according to my sources at training camp, has looked like a rookie quarterback at times. Sure, does he have great red zone drills from time? You know, he's a good quarterback. That's why they drafted him so high. But he still has rookie moments. He still is learning the way. Is Andy Dalton the answer? No, but he's a good placeholder for now, because if you throw in Justin Fields and he's not ready, that's going back on your GM. That's going back on your head coach, who right now have all eyes on them and their seat is warm. Also, I want to point this out. The Bears right now in training camp, they're not treating this like a true competition. Dalton is playing with the ones. Fields is playing with the twos. Mm-hmm. That is not switch. It's not like Mac Jones yesterday in the game with the ones at the O-line. Like, during training camp, clear cut, Dalton's with the ones. Dalton is your number one. Justin Fields is your number two. And then you got Nick Foles just hanging out, like, begging to be traded as your number three. So it's going to be a while before Justin Fields leaps over Andy Dalton until he is fully ready. And that might not come till week 4, 5, or 6, or possibly even the bye week at week 10.
And I guess it's a matter of situation as it pertains to a franchise. And me and you, having covered the Chicago Bears, are keenly aware of a window that's waning. A championship defense a couple years ago that is still a high-level defense with superstars at every level on that defense. A defense good enough to win you games that's just waiting for an offense to come along. Are you okay, Shay, with Andy Dalton being a guy who holds you back just because you're waiting for the right time to usher in this quarterback who is more talented?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You need
100%.
To wait for Justin Fields to be ready. But I think there becomes a point where it's a tricky and delicate situation for the Bears, because you don't want to lose morale with that group. Your window is so small. A coach and a GM who are on a hot seat. And yes, maybe it saves them to sit him to give them time. But also maybe it helps them to say, see, we got this guy. He's ready because he's so special now. And he's going to build morale back, he's going to get energy back, and we're going to start winning in this window that we have right now. Who gives you the best chance has always got to be the question. And this traditional wisdom of let the guy come along, sometimes guys buck that trend. And I believe Justin Fields is a guy that you can say, forget what we typically do with young guys. He can go out there and make us win right now, and that's what we need.
Yeah, I mean, of course you want him to win right now. Look, if you throw Justin Fields in the middle of a game, I don't care, pick a game, they'll probably win that game. There's an element of surprise. I mean, there is evidence to prove that I don't have in front of me, like when a starting quarterback goes down or gets removed and you put in the backup quarterback or somebody else, typically they win that game because there's that element of surprise. It throws the defense off their toes. Here's what I know, okay? Andy Dalton doesn't have the same talent as Justin Fields. I mean, that's obvious to anyone with two eyes. But he's still playing like a rookie, and I know Dalton has got good connections with those receivers. I know that he has built a lot of chemistry in a very short time with those receivers, and it doesn't look too bad at camp. They're not going to rush Justin Fields into that moment. How great is it when you get to choose your favorite movie to watch? Well, ZipRecruiter's invite to apply lets you pick your favorites from the best candidates. ZipRecruiter sends you qualified candidates, and you can easily invite your top choices to apply for your job. Lauren Webb, SVP of Talent Acquisition for Mindua Health, raves about ZipRecruiter's invite to apply. She says, I love that feature because we have a much higher follow-through rate if I invite candidates. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/greeny to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/greeny. All right, we're going to talk to our NFL insider right now. That is Jeremy Fowler. He's going to join us right now on the Goodyear Hotline, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Good afternoon to you, Jeremy. Now, we've kind of gone all over the place here. We've talked a little bit about Chicago, talked about what we saw last night in New England. So let's go to last night and start with the Patriots, shall we? Mac Jones comes in for Cam Newton, and he impresses very much so in their first preseason game. Jordan here thinks that it's a very tight race between Cam Newton and Mac Jones. What can you tell us about that quarterback situation?
Hey, well, good morning, and thanks for having me. And, you know, it's one of those situations where Cam Newton is still the favorite, but Mac Jones is doing his best to close the gap. You know, I texted with some people around the league last night and this morning, and the feeling was, hey, this guy looks comfortable. And that's about all you can ask for in your first preseason game as a rookie. You know, he looks calm, he's a good decision maker, and he's accurate. That was his MO out of Alabama. He's shown that in Patriots camp. And so, you know, this is a situation where Bill Belichick does trust Cam Newton. They feel he's going to be better in year two. He's going to be healthier. He's going to have more weapons around him. So Jones is going to have to just sort of chip away at this to close the gap, but he is off to a very good start to the point where Cam Newton's going to have to progress and show probably a little more in order to keep the job in the short or long term.
Jeremy, is there any formula? Are there any context clues that we can read into, whether it be in these preseason games, what we come to know about camp in trying to discern what a franchise is going to do in terms of who they're going to use at quarterback? Is there anything we can read between the lines and what we're seeing and go, oh, it's clear the Niners want to use Lance. Oh, it's clear the Bears want to use Fields, yada, yada, yada.
It really depends on the situation and where a team is. You know, you look at Jacksonville. Clearly, when you pick a number one guy like Trevor Lawrence and he's the best prospect since Andrew Luck, you're going to play him. The only reason to not play him would be is if you just think your roster is really, really bad and you want to protect him from himself. But that doesn't seem likely here. He's going to play. Zach Wilson, same situation. Like, clearly a rebuild in New York. They don't even have another backup with NFL experience at all, except for, I believe, Josh Johnson. So there's not much there. He's going to play. But, you know, in a case like the Patriots, it depends on the roster. This is a veteran roster on defense, and then on offense, they've added a lot of pieces to where – you know, they don't want to give away games by trying to break in a rookie necessarily. You know, this is a team that can win now for the most part. And it's the same in Chicago. I know when they signed Andy Dalton, they did so thinking, okay, we went 8-8 with Nick Foles and Mitch Trubisky. We believe a guy like Dalton, just capable quarterback play, can get us to 10 wins and get a stronger positioning in the playoffs because the roster is pretty good. So that's where it gets complicated when you play a young player. You know, these coaches want somebody who can master the offense, who's reliable, knowing that the young player will come along. Now, are Justin Fields and Mac Jones bridging that gap with their ability and you know, their in the case of Fields, the chance to make wow plays? Absolutely. It just depends on if they can bridge that gap in the next 4 weeks. It's a short amount of time to try to do so.
Talking to Jeremy Fowler right now, our NFL insider here on ESPN. He joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. You're listening to Greeny. Shea Cornett, Jordan Cornett filling in for Greeny this morning. Okay, let's go to another game we saw last night, and that was the Steelers as they took on the Eagles. But the question is, who's going to back up Ben Roethlisberger this year? Is it Mason Rudolph or is it Dwayne Haskins?
Well, it's shaping up to be Mason Rudolph, but Haskins is progressing probably even a little faster than they thought. You know, he's acclimated himself well there. Gotten along with teammates. They knew he had the good arm, but, you know, he's not trying to do too much. He's taking the easy completions. But, you know, Mason Rudolph's been in that system 4 years. They know what he is. So I think if they had to play a game tomorrow in the regular season and Ben Roethlisberger got hurt, I believe that Mason Rudolph will be the guy inserted into the game. But Haskins probably has a better chance to be a long-term answer there because of the pedigree, because Mike Tomlin is taking a chance on him, thinking that in the right environment, like Pittsburgh, with a stable culture, that Haskins can grow and sort of maximize his pretty big talent.
Yeah, and that's really important given a 17-game slate and an older quarterback, right, in Big Ben Roethlisberger. All right, let's go to the Dallas Cowboys. We've talked a lot about this week, but nonetheless, it's always good to get an update on what is going on with Dak Prescott. So the Dallas Cowboys tweeted out, what was it, 2 days ago now, that he was going to get another MRI. Where do things stand with Dak? Are we going to see him in the preseason, or is it better off for the Cowboys just to hold him out till the regular season at this point?
Yeah, so I was at Cowboys camp this week, actually, and I was told by several people that there's no concern about this lingering long-term, that they feel very good about the shoulder injury just being like something he dealt with in 2019 almost, with a wrist injury that didn't cost him any games, just sort of like a strain or a sprain where it's very manageable. So the MRI, it's a little bit of a concern, but I'm told the Cowboys aren't panicking right now. You know, I was told they're going to get through this game against Arizona, get to Dallas and sort of reassess with Dak, but it's likely a situation where they just need to confirm for his peace of mind that things are trending in the right direction. I don't think it's a panicked situation right now, unless something has changed drastically in the last 24 hours. But from what I had gathered, asking a lot of people over there in Dallas, they felt really good about how he's progressing and how he's throwing the ball. He's sort of in a ramp-up period where, you know, he's doing some light throwing, and they'll move on to some heavier throwing. Yeah, I think maybe it's a situation where they put him in a pitch count this year, you know, and he doesn't throw every day in practice, just to sort of let the arm rest because we're so close to the season. But long-term, they feel good about this. And really, the ankle was always the bigger concern because he had to get off that, you know, and he hadn't played since week 5 of last year. And they just want to see him in some sort of preseason action. I think the chance of him playing in the preseason is still fairly good.
Oh, okay. Interesting stuff. Jeremy Fowler, NFL Insider, thank you so much for the insight this morning. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate you. Have a good day.
See you later. That's Jeremy Fowler joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. So I'm here to settle the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G debate. Is it a phone? Is it a tablet? It's actually both. It's two screens in one, and it's truly life-changing. Get your new Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G at Samsung.com. 5G connection and availability may vary. Check with your carrier. All right, coming up next, does a young quarterback need to play in meaningless preseason games? I mean, is it really necessary? We'll discuss it next right here on Greeny on ESPN Radio.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Greeny, the podcast.
Lil Wayne on a Friday just hits different.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Look at you getting the songs right.
I'm doing what I can.
Shorty wanna.
Okay, don't. I hate when you
bottles
sing.
In the.
Okay, enough. Shay and Jordan Cornette filling in for Greeny here on ESPN Radio, ESPN app, ESPN Plus, and you can just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Happy to be filling in for Greeny this morning. For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Okay, so if you've ever heard us on the airwaves here at ESPN, which we fill in on a lot of different shows, we also have our own show on Sunday. It's called Game Day with the Cornettes on ESPN Radio. We talk about our affiliations a lot. Mine more so to Chicago. Jordan over here is from Cincinnati, and so he beats the drum for the Bengals, something not a lot of people at ESPN do. Nonetheless, Joe Burrow was the number one overall pick at one point, okay? And yes, he has suffered a very gruesome injury to his knee, to his leg, but he's back. He was cleared for practice beginning of August, and all of the reports out of Bengals training camp is that the offense has struggled. Let's call it what it is. There wasn't a lot of connections with his receivers, some turnovers, some things you would expect, I think, from a quarterback that is returning from injury and trying to get his footing and trying to figure out how to make this whole thing work. But nonetheless, Jordan, it is almost as if we have forgotten that Joe Burrow was the number one overall pick and that these Bengals are supposed to take a step forward this year.
This is not a homer take, but in that same class, Justin Herbert, who everybody loves, and for good reason, I'm a huge fan, but people seem to lead with Herbert, most likely because he played an entire season last year. But give me Joe Burrow over Justin Herbert every day of the week. And that's the kind of praise I want heaped back on the star quarterback for the Bengals. Joe Burrow did magnificent things with no offensive line and a team that was one of the worst in the league last year until he got hurt. Joe Burrow showed me enough swagger, confidence, ability, and command of an offense and play, and again, playmaking ability to say, this is the guy. Now, what the Bengals did in the offseason, knowing who Mike Brown and that front office had been, says to me, they too know what they have. They spent money in free agency, something they never do. They went, the most telling to me with the Bengals was how they drafted. Had a chance to take Penei Sewell with their first pick in that draft in the first round.
I don't know why they didn't.
Because Joe Burrow wanted Ja'Marr Chase. And what we've learned in this new era of the NFL is disgruntled quarterbacks, they get too disgruntled, they're going to pack their bags. See how close it got, and it's pending with Aaron Rodgers. See how close it got with Russell Wilson. Tom Brady, I don't know if it's disgruntled, but ultimately he found a new home after a long run it ended. The Bengals are doing everything they can to say, hey, Joe, we're in this with you because we know where you can take us. They went and took Ja'Marr Chase, his guy, electing not to protect Joe. But to me, that speaks to we want to give Joe what he wants, but also we feel good about our offensive line this year. The offensive line has to be better. You have to protect Joe Burrow to give this star a chance to shine bright because that young receiving core is quietly one of the most talented in the league with T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, and now Ja'Marr Chase. You've got a guy in Joe Mixon who is a Swiss Army knife in that backfield and can do a lot of special things. Now you look to the defense. That defense up front, Sam Hubbard and Trey Hendrickson. Trey Hendrickson, another one of those guys they spent money on. Can they get to the quarterback? An enhanced secondary. I think the Cincinnati Bengals are the team to watch for that could surprise.
Okay.
They're over-under. The number is set at 6.5. If you don't take that over, you don't like money.
Oh,
that's where we're at right now.
Jordan, the problem, half the problem with the Bengals is the division that they play in.
True.
Like, you're not going to sweep the Steelers, the Ravens, or the Browns. It's not going to happen. You're not going to sweep any of those teams.
But can you go 500 there?
Can you go 500 against each of those teams? I don't think so. You think the Bengals have a win over the Steelers, the Ravens, and the Browns in them?
I expect the Bengals to sweep the Steelers
okay.
this year.
Let me keep it real as someone who's not from Cincinnati, okay, please. First of all, with their first-round pick, they should have taken an offensive lineman. They should build a fortress around that quarterback in Joe Burrow because he is special. And you're going to get him mowed over if you don't have someone protecting him at all costs. Ja'Marr Chase, yes, he is a great get. But maybe you could have traded up to take both Ja'Marr Chase and an offensive lineman to help you out. Now, what the Bengals did is they tried to get value, right? Both up front on both sides of the ball. In their number two pick, instead, they went with an offensive lineman. In their third round, they went with a defensive lineman. And in their fourth round, the defensive lineman. And on down the line, and so they were trying to build up front on both sides of the ball, but with value. And not in the first round, where they, again, went and took Ja'Marr Chase as a receiver that obviously already has a connection, being that they're both LSU guys, with Joe Burrow. Here's the thing that perplexes me about the Burrow situation. Jay, when he went down with an injury, my husband here was on the phone with anyone that would answer in Cincinnati trying to see what the status was. And your initial thought was he might not even play this season.
I thought they'd err on the side of conservatism and say, hey, this is such a gruesome injury. He means so much. Let's sit him for an entire year. But the guy's a competitor. He has an edge. Not only is he back, he's ready for week one. And they're going to not use him in this preseason, most likely, to protect him so he can step out there week one.
So he can step out there week one. And so all of these bumps and bruises that you're seeing along the way here in training camp, like people, again, they thought he might not even play this season at all. So, like, let him get out the interceptions or figuring out how to use – like, he needs to figure out how to use his legs in order to throw the way he's used to throwing. Like, people don't understand that when you have that kind of injury, it impacts your entire body, not just your leg. So give him a minute. Let him figure it out. Put him on a snap count, whatever you need to do.
6.5 is the over-under in total wins for the Cincinnati Bengals. Do you go under 6.5? Do you go over?
I'm going to go under. I think 6 is a good number for the Cincinnati Bengals this year. Next year, I'll give them a bigger leap. But this year, it's about staying healthy and figuring out that O-line and making connections. It's just that division is so hard, too. Greeny is presented by Progressive Insurance. Small business protection just got easier with more than 30 coverage options available. Progressive has got you covered. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. All right, as we continue here on Greeny, Jordan and I are going to stay here filling in for the next hour. Again, Jordan Cornette, Shea Cornette filling in for Greeny this morning. So happy to do so. We've already talked baseball and football. We're going to stay with that football theme because last night we did see Cam Newton and Mac Jones under center for the Patriots. So what does that mean for the quarterback position going forward? Well, we'll tell you about it next right here on Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.